on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A search is underway for a toddler who's believed to have gone missing at a farm near Tongaat, north of Durban. According to paramedics, the three-year-old is presumed to have been abducted by a family member yesterday. Samantha Merrick is with IPSS Medical Search and Rescue. She says they had responded to reports of a seven-year-old child being assaulted at the farm.
The child was found to be in a critical condition and was stabilized on scene by IPSS Medical Advanced Life Support before being transported to hospital. I'm Charlie Sapp's Canine Search and Rescue, IPSS Search and Rescue, as well as the local community are back on scene searching for the missing child.
KZN police have yet to comment on the incident. And residents in Hammersdale, west of Durban, are pleading for more police visibility to address what they describe as escalating levels of violent crime. Recently, two officers were killed while responding to a shooting incident in the Cliffdale area. In another incident, a taxi driver was reportedly shot dead at a rank last week. And 57-year-old school principal Busani Komo was gunned down in his car recently. Dumelo Molefe told Newswatch that people are scared.
We don't feel safe as the community because there's been a lot of incidents in such a short space of time where people are being shot for no reason. We don't feel safe at all this festive season because during this time of year, everyone wants to have fun. But how can you have fun if you are living under threat, if you are scared of going outside your home because you don't know who's next?
Mazib Telezi says police need to step up their presence.
We don't know what to do. We wish that police can do something about this. They must be visible at all times. They need to patrol all these streets here because sometimes whenever someone is being shot and we call them, they tend to arrive late. They need to be available at all times and also at the liquor stores.
Further afield, Nigerian officials say 10 civilians have been killed after airstrikes by militia targeting suspected jihadists. Yesterday's strikes in the northwest of Sokoto hit two villages on the edge of a forest where the Lakurawa jihadist group is believed to be stationed. Sokoto's state governor, Ahmad Aliyu, blamed the deaths on an accidental misfire from the Nigerian army. He's called for an investigation. Your top story this hour, a search is underway for a toddler who's believed to have gone missing at a farm near Tongaat, north of Durban. You can find the latest news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.